WDADX Mobile 14714. Good morning.
Good morning to all. ATDG.
Well, good morning, Mr. Jim. How are you this bright and beautiful day?
Well, us early risers are up and at 'em, I guess. Up and at 'em. Boy, that's not really great for a nuclear engineer to say. Whoops, I guess I lost you. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf, listening.
Oh, I just didn't hear a reply. I thought you were doing something, so. Oh, good morning, Mr. Jim.
Oh, I guess the 86 is linked in again. So it's linked to the system. So interesting.
Hey, can't argue too much. So there you go. Usually they link it on the net and disconnect it afterwards. So not a big deal. The system isn't that busy that they can't have a little bit of conversation in the mornings, right?
Yeah, okay, well, I switched over to 86. I wasn't picking me up. Well, I wasn't able to key up 1-4, and when I keyed up 1-9, you didn't hear me. I don't know what's going on.
Might be an internet issue or something, so not a big deal. Anyway, so on my way again. Yep. Oh, first stop, Manistee. I'll be out in Manistee pretty much all day, it looks like.
Oh, very good. I said earlier, you were up early with a few of us who are up early also. So, let's see, yesterday you went north, so today you're going to Manistee. Gosh, you're becoming a road warrior again. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, I'm not sure myself, so there you go. We'll see what happens. You know, time will tell. I like being a road warrior. I think that's one of my favorite things. So, and I got a laundry list of things to work on today, so I'm okay with that. So, but it sounds like maybe I'll be at the shop for the rest of the week. I got a patrol car that was started last week that they want to get finished up, so I'll probably be working on that the rest of the week. But I'm going to enjoy this road time while I got it.
Oh, okay. Can you give me a breakdown? How is the motorcycle installed? Now, do they still have 6-volt batteries on motorcycles? I don't know.
No, they've gone completely 12-volt. Battery is similar to us on a lawn tractor. About same size, same design. A couple little screw bolts on the top of it, that kind of thing. So, and the radio went in fairly well. It was time-consuming. Because of where I had to run wires and tuck things in, and there's a little more dismantling when it comes to putting a radio on a bicycle, but it turned out pretty well, I think.
Yeah, I would think trying to protect the wires or hide them that would be more apropos. You know, how do you, do you use that that plastic tubing that protects the wires or whatever you call that tubing? I can't remember what you call it. Not worry about getting too close to hot components.
Well, that's the biggest thing is making sure that where things have to flex, they can flex, making sure it stays away from anything super hot. Yep, so. Oh, but yeah, it really wasn't too bad. Had to take the seat off. They ended up having to replace the battery because the battery was dead. But other than that, like I say, everything went fairly well. They have a, like a compartment, a travel box that's built right on the back of a fiberglass. And that's where the radio pack actually goes into. Control head goes up where the AM/FM radio usually goes. And external speaker is custom mounted into one of the speaker grills. So when you look at it, the bike looks close to stock, other than the radio head.
Oh, okay. And then where do they do a microphone section? Off of the control head?
Yep, microphone clip right out of the dash. So, yeah, it turned out really well. I was happy with it. And the nice thing is the box that the radio pack goes into in the back was already done on the last motorcycle, so all they did was just transfer it over. So part of my work was done yesterday, so I couldn't complain there.
Yeah, okay. I would think short and coax cable. If you'd have to fab those up yourself, I assume.
Actually, most of the cables are pre-manufactured. They're all, like the cable goes between the front and the rear of the control head. Speaker wire, I had to fabricate a little bit. The antenna line, that was just a standard antenna line, cut the length. And, other than that, it seemed to be just fine.
Okay, well, you know, in the years I've talked to you, I've never gotten a debrief on how to do a motorcycle install. So that's kind of why I was kind of curious. So, okay, well, that was kind of my only thought for the morning.
Yeah, understood. Well, my fun part of the project today is you've seen those roadside signs that the sheriff's department put out that tell how fast you're going. Apparently, there's one that's faulty, and no one can figure out how or why it's not working the way it's supposed to. So they want me to look at it and check it out. So that's one of my jobs here this morning.
Ah, interesting. Yes. I've been clocked by a few times by the one that Leelanau County places around. Let's see. Over the weekend, it was over at Sutton's Bay, on the north entrance to Sutton's Bay. And I was trying to figure out, it not only flashed the light at you, or the speed at you, but then there were a couple purple and red or whatever strobe LEDs that flashed at you because I was a little bit too fast.
Yeah, red, blue, and when they flash really fast like that, they look purple. Because red and blue makes purple. But, yep. Yeah, that's basically it. And I know exactly which sign you were talking about, because they got me this weekend, too. Although they didn't flash red and blue, I was doing the speed limit. I was putzing in the hearse, because I was taking it out for its for a cruise on Saturday, or Sunday. Sorry, Sunday. That was when I got seen it. So, it's probably still there.
It could be. They move it around. You know, there was that big state police, what was that, Memorial Day weekend, they call it Operation Care, you know, where they do all the tickets for no click-it, you ticket, things like that. I don't know. I've seen the little one with the cart they've got around Leelanau County several times, but I thought it was interesting.
There you go. So, all I know is the wife is supposed to be camping this weekend, and all the weather reports show rain this weekend, so I'm feeling bad for her at this point.
Well, I think I've told you in the past, I don't believe anything more than 3 days away. So all I saw is we had a little drizzle overnight and nothing until Friday. So I'm going to be out there doing a little more of my irrigation tubing today.
Oh, very good. Very good. The only thing at home I'm doing is I got some laundry in the wash. So I'll have to text the wife a little bit later and ask her to throw it in the dryer. But other than that, I'll probably get home tonight and I'll go right straight back to bed. That's what I did last night. Just crash. So there you go. But I'm surprised I haven't seen any four-legged critters yet this morning. But now that I've said that.
Well, I was walking my woods yesterday and ran across a spotted fawn. You know how they bed down and they coat are really hidden when they're really young. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf. Got a dead terrier there. Someone's trying to get in. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf listening.
Someone misbehaving, huh?
I don't know. Okay, so with that, I'll say 73CQ. Have a great morning. ACDQ will be clear of listening.
All right, Mr. Jim. Have a great day. 73WTHDX. Clear and listening.
ACVSU on 86.
Toby.
I apologize.
For what?
That comment, I didn't know you drank some gas in that, there that one day. I didn't know you totaled some gas there, bud. I'm sorry, I didn't know that.
It is what it is, so. Anyway, what you up to?
Oh, not much. Got a meeting in Traverse this morning, so I'm up kind of early, and, you know, it's just one of those weeks. A lot of things going on, and next week I've got things going on. All my Wednesdays, the rest of this month is full. I think I have a hair appointment this Wednesday. Next Wednesday we have home testing, then I got eye doctor's appointment on Wednesday. So all my Wednesdays this month are tied up. Oh, not much. I'm really enjoying the truck, but I think I got to get on YouTube and figure out how to get my directory onto the sink so I can just say what I need, because I can't seem to get my directory off my phone onto the vehicle.
Yeah, it sounds like fun. So, yeah, I'm just off to work, make it look good, make it through another week. So, see what happens between now and then.
So what kind of vehicle are you working on today?
I'm working on a sign. You know those roadside signs that tell you how fast you're going. I got a customer that has one that's not working properly, and they want me to look at it. Apparently, several other people have looked at it, so they just have to replace it. And they don't necessarily want to replace it at the cost of thousands and thousands of dollars. So they're asking us if we can look at it. My boss told them, we have no promises, but we'll send the miracle worker down there to figure it out.
Uh-oh. Yeah. That happens, those little speed limiter signs. They got them small enough now, they're not even that trailer anymore. Elk Rapids has two of them, and they just pull them up all over the village. And it's quite surprising where you catch it.
Yeah, there you go. So, that's my project. Other than that, not a whole lot. So, I got a couple radios to throw in, some vehicles down there, big dump trucks, that kind of thing, nothing fancy, so should be a pretty easy going day. Kind of look forward to it. My next stop is breakfast. I need to get some breakfast and some caffeine. I got to get my morning fired up.
Well, if you're not fired up, then there's a problem with you, buddy. You aren't anything without food. I've known you all these years. Yeah. No, just trying to get used to the new vehicle. It's nice. I like the gas mileage. I will flat down tell you that right now.
Oh, there you go. There you go. All right, well, we're going to bail, so you have yourself a good day, Mr. Scully. We'll talk to you later, WDADX.
Yeah, they left the link on again last night, so, yeah. Okay, talk to you later, KC8VSU.
Be honest with you, I like the link being on, so I'd be okay when they left it on permanently, but that's me, so. Anyway, 73WDADX.
Two fingers, two from the relay,
hopefully making it through the repeater, okay? W8 RPM, WCPUT.
Let's see if that's any better.
W8 RPM, WCPUT.
That should be better into the 1-1.
Well, that I know I can't get from this antenna. Sorry, you tried that.
No, they're all linked. They're all linked. I'm on the 1-1, you're on the 7-4, we're good.
All right, cool. So, how am I making it in?
Oh, you're about 80% quieting. There is some noise and sizzle, but, you know, 2-5 copy, 100%. I'm about 20 or so miles west of St. Ignace on our way back from Tequamanon. We're going to Straits for tonight.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. Yeah, I was wondering how long you were out camping for. But yeah, I got the antenna put up today, and I'm running maybe 20 feet of RG142. That's what I had around up to the antenna from my desk here. So I guess just for an HT on it right now, it's doing okay. You know, eventually we'll put something else up here, but you know, for the moment, it's better than nothing.
Oh yeah, for an HT, it's doing good. You put a max track or something in there, or hell, a high-powered Midland. I got plenty of those laying around. You want 110 watts if you got the power supply for it.
Yeah, I don't think any of that can be the power. I was thinking of a dual bander in here. Not 100% sure what I'm going to do yet. The dual band antenna, but I mean, I got side flexors too. I mean, I can easily put these in. Good thing is getting an antenna up so that I can pretty much get into this or the Roger City repeater, which that one is coming in awesome here. It's full flying. Of course, you know, these cheaper radios. It's always a light fall in the light, as it were. But there's, I do hear some, a little bit of noise on this one.
A little bit of cycling going on. I don't know if it's in the linking or what, but it's very rhythmic, cyclic, easily discernible to the ear, but it doesn't affect your readability or intelligibility at all. I'm assuming when you say the Roger City, I assume that's a 704. I wonder if you can hit the Alpina on the 676. It's up on the high hill there by BK. It might even be on BKB's tower, I'm not sure. And question two, did you figure out what's up for next weekend? Are you going to be at Monroe or are you going to be in Buffalo?
Oh, no, we will be in Buffalo, or at Buffalo. I think Buffalo that weekend. I think Roger City, 7-1. I don't remember anymore. I got everything programmed in here. Look at my other radio here. Oh, 7-0-2.
Whatever that cyclic thing is, as it gets louder, you get quieter, and your quieting gets worse. But again, cyclic, it's there, it's gone, it's there, it's gone. So when you say HT, you mean like 5 watts HT? Because it's doing fine. I'm 5 miles west of I-75, so shouldn't be far from the 1-1 at all, but... Yeah, lots of possibilities there. What's your ground elevation, do you know? actually not know what the ground elevation here is. It's above, it's clearly above sea level. It's a certain number of feet above sea level. But yeah, that cichlid, of course, I can't hear it on this end. Makes me wonder with it being a gloomy day if it's not a power stroke or something like that. Here, let me switch radios real quick. This is a ham GPX 8000. I think it's 5 to 8 watts somewhere around there on two. So let me switch with different radio pieces. Fix with the radio. Yeah, I got that was a little rough copy that time. But hey, at least you know you can do it. You know, Dave's gonna be in the process of putting some towers up at Lewiston. So we might actually be able to get some, you know, wide area coverage nodes going here before too long. He's got a 80-footer he plans on putting up before fall.
I missed some of that because I was swapping the antenna over to over on another radio here. So who's putting up 80-foot wire?
Dave, J8R Dave in Lewiston, about 20 to 30 miles east of Gaylord. So Lewiston, I don't know how far that is when Crow flies from you.
Oh, that would be a waste, because we're, you know, we're north of 68. We're right on 23, so, yeah, so Lewiston would be a mall in here. So is the signal any different on a different radio, or is that same noise going on?
Oh, the same noise is going on. I'm convinced it's in the system. I don't think it's you. You do seem to have a little more quieting here. I don't know if it's a little riper output or a fresher battery or what.
Yeah, well, this is the UV25. While I've not checked the output of this on high power on a watt meter, they say it's 8 to 10 watts. And I believe when I see it, some of those claims are a little dubious. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if it puts out a little more smoke than the other radio, but, you know, a couple of watts. I mean, I don't think it's like we're talking 3 dB or anything like that.
No. The difference between, you know, 4 or 5 versus 8, 10. So I'm basically southbound on 123, you know, heading towards 75. And I'm going by an AT&T long lines tower that's still up. And there's a couple of bigger sticks on the top of it. Curious what that was. Man, I hope that... hold on a second. I'll be right back. WA to RPM.
Okay, I'll be here. WTPZ.
Sorry, I was avoiding a deer.
No problem. Avoiding a deer is important. Actually, a couple of days ago, we had to avoid a deer. Turkey was wandering across 23 east to west, and it had a whole bunch of its little chicks behind it. These four or five of them following it. And oh, that was... It was close. We almost smoked the turkey, but not in the good way. But managed to slow down enough that we were able to go around it, and the guy behind me didn't hit me either. So, you know, it was a win all the way around.
Yeah, we were talking to an older lady at the campsite yesterday. She wandered across to sit by the fire for a minute, and said that she was going across a bridge and couldn't understand the slow traffic, and it was a goose and a bunch of goslings walking along the bridge, apparently northbound. So I just saw a news story about them picking a possum off the bridge not long ago.
I have heard about the possum. Yep, I did hear about that. It's kind of amusing.
Fort Ron. Hey, I want you to go on. I'm at a conference call for the Washington County project, and I got a hold in 10 minutes. I'm going to grab some water here and get a snack and get all set up to take care of business. So I'll be in about 15 minutes worth of the conference call. Don't forget RPMW2PD.
Okay. We'll be around.
Try to pay attention to, I'm going to be right across the street from the 1-1, so be around over the next day or so. When are you guys going back?
We're going back tomorrow morning. We were going to go earlier, but this is got something canceled today, so we have to do it to stay a little bit longer.
Okay.
Very good. We'll be somewhere. WHRPM.
Yeah, and we'll be back up probably in a couple of weeks or so. We got a Buffalo trip next week and weekend. And I think we're coming back here after that. The plan was to be up north of the north and right up north. I'll catch you a little later on. Don't forget RPM with WHRPM.
FJW, I'm monitoring. Horrible.
TV7 OLD monitoring.